Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
God is a good God. He is a wonderful God. This morning I want to encourage somebody. I want to bring some encouragement to somebody and let you know that God is still with you. Hallelujah. I am speaking on the subject, faith can move mountains. I just feel in my spirit that somebody needs to hear this. Amen. Faith can move mountains. Faith can move mountains. Hallelujah. Now, every human being, shall we pray? Father, I thank you for this moment. I ask, O God, that I open the windows of heaven and pour unction upon me to deliver your word. I stand aside and I ask you to glorify your name. I pray, dear Lord, that you give your people understanding even beyond what I will share. Establish us all in your will, your perfect will, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you have done it. Amen. Every human being wants success. Every human being, every person wants the best of life. Now, it would rather be odd if you find somebody who says, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to stay where I am. But for you to move to the next level and for you to be able to break through, you need to have faith. Because faith is everything. Faith is that which holds us together. Our faith in God is what makes the difference. Amen. Sometimes we misplace faith with wishful thinking. But if you are exercising faith, then there is something you should know. That faith, the moment you say, I'm trusting God for something, sometimes a negative wave can blow. When it blows, that is when your faith is tested. Hallelujah. And I want you to know this, that God is interested in your progress probably more than you think you are interested in. The only thing He needs from us is faith. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Now let's go to the Word of God. Mark 11. Let's go to Mark 11. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord is good. 12. Now this was a time when Jesus Christ had experienced the powerful and triumphal entry. And after that celebration, he was hungry. And so he wanted something to eat. It's rather interesting that Jesus Christ went to the fig tree, which was not its season to bear fruit. But then he went looking for food on the fig tree. Unfortunately, he did not get it. And let's look at what happened. Out of that, he drew a lesson and taught us. Now, verse 12. Now, the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he had come to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Now, let's jump to verse 20. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Now listen to what Jesus said. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Come on. Let's say it together. Go. Let's go. Oh, you don't rush it. Say it my way. Have faith in God. I know you can read very fast, but you say it my way. Let's go. Have faith in God. Again, go. Have faith in God. Disturb your neighbor. Disturb him. Disturb her. Go. Amen. Disturb him again. Go. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. It's very important. Now, here is the principle. For assuredly, in the Old King James, it says, verily, verily. Amen. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Amen. Let's all read the principle. Go. Oh, come on. We can do well. We can do well. We can do well. Let's go. Yes, be removed. Will be done. He will have whatever he says. Let's read. Let's all read verse 24. Go. I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, for assuredly, verily, verily, it means that anything you say, certainly it will happen. This thing that you are saying, hallelujah. I shall say to you, whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Whatever you say, if you believe it, that it will come to pass, and you believe it in your heart, and not in your head, but in your heart, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you something. It is not the best for you to always feel that you are lagging behind. It is not the best for you to always feel that nothing is happening around you. Let me tell you this. God is never late. Oh, come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. The scripture we read above is one of the most practical and one of the most success building wisdom. Faith. Brothers and sisters, let's believe. Believe and really believe. Believe you can move mountains. And those mountains will move. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, sometimes we know the word, but it is difficult for us to actually grasp it and run with it. All we need to do is to tell ourselves that this is what the word of God says, and that is what I stick to. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am here to let you know this, that God is always affected with what we believe He can do. And so watch your faith, watch your belief, and watch your speech. Amen. These three brothers move together. Faith, belief, and speech. Amen. If you have faith in God, I'm telling you, you will sustain your belief. And that alone will change what you say. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe in that. Now, let's look at something. Let's look at then faith. A quick one. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Let's go. Now, let's already. Shall we go? Hallelujah. Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now look at the next one. Look at the next one. Verse 2. For by it, by faith, for by faith, okay, the elders obtained a good testimony. By your faith, may you obtain a good testimony. Oh, come on. Is somebody here? Can I hear somebody say a better amen? I said, by your faith, may you obtain a better testimony. Yes, the Lord has done something, but He did it. But He's about to do a greater thing in your life. And so according to your faith and by your faith, God is going to lift you to another level. Ah, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. It's very important. You have to note it. Let's go to Hebrews 11, 6. Let's go to 6. 6. Shall we all read it? Today we are reading a lot of scriptures together. Let's go. It is impossible. Must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It is impossible to please Him without faith. In actual fact, if you are faithless, you dispel God. You move Him away from yourself. Come on, is somebody here with me? Very sanctimonious. Apotro. Who says you are apotro? Who? Listen to me. This is a child of God speaking. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That He gave His only begotten Son. Homogenes. In the Greek. The only Son who carried the gene of God. Now He gave that only Son to go and pay the price on the cross of Calvary. And today, through that activity, we, you and I, we can stand before God and say we are children of God. And so if you are the child of God sitting down there listening to me, then you carry the gene of God, and so He is pleased with you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me?
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Hallelujah. And so he's interested in your life. And he believes that, you know, whatever you stand to speak and to declare will work for you. Oh, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let's look at Psalm 33, verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6. Oh, I love Jesus. I love him. Hallelujah. Are you there? Psalm 36, are you really there by opening your Bible? Oh, it's on the screen. So you are there. Amen. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Now, verse 7, he gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in the storehouses. Now, verse 8, let's all read verse 8, let's go. Hallelujah. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And so if you serve such a God, then he has given you the capacity to be able to speak things to come to pass. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, how does this thing come? Romans 10, 17. Let's do it quickly. Romans 10, 17. Let's all read it. It's very, very, a very popular scripture. Romans 10, 17. Let's all read it together. Let's go. Read it loudly like children of grace. Let's go. Again, let's go. Again. And hearing by the word of God. So, as many times as you hear the word of God, God will show himself to you. Hallelujah. Trust him. Believe him. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at belief. Let's look at Mark 11, 24 again. Let's go. Therefore, Hallelujah. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have them and what? Praise God. Belief is very important. Hallelujah. If you believe in great results, you will have great results. Belief is a driving force that is behind every success. If you believe in success, you will have success. Successful people don't give up. They always believe that no matter what, it shall be well. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. They believe that no matter what, whatever they have trusted God will happen in their life will happen. Such people are achievers. No matter the wind that blows, no matter what comes, they know that the end of the story is success. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, believe. Just tell him again, my brother, believe. Tell him, really believe. Hallelujah. Tell him again, really believe. Hallelujah. Listen, whatever you have believed God for, even in the past 5 years, still hold on. Your time is coming. You're soon going to get to the threshold. And I'm telling you, God will glorify His name. Sometimes some wind will blow and it looks like things, you know, the way things are going, you doubt whether God will do it. He will do it. Ah, He will do it. He is very much on time. He is never late or ahead of His schedule. Last week we realized that He knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. All that you see is just a process. At the end of the day, He will show Himself glorious. Oh, come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? I said, God is going to do it. Just trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trusting and saying, Lord, I know what is going on. I know all the signs I'm getting doesn't go to meet that which I have talked to you about. But yet still, I am still solid in my faith. Because I know since I've spoken to you about it, you will do it. And so in spite of the wind that is blowing, that contrary wind that is blowing against me, I know that one day I will laugh and then give testimony. You are the next in line. Ah, come on, come on, somebody. I said, you are the next in line. Now, he said, when you speak to the mountain, this mountain will be removed. Now, the basic meaning of a mountain is a large mass of earth and rock arising above common level of the earth. Listen, once you are at a common level, you can predict anything. Now, depending on your level in life, where you are, you can predict some things coming, happening to you. All right? And so that is your terrain. Okay? Another person where you are will have to trust God and come there. But you are moving to the next level. Now, when you meet that mountain, which is so huge and watching you, those mountains are called mountains. In other clue. Amen. So you see that mountains watching you, and you wonder whether you can leap over it. That is when you watch it, look at the Word of God, and compare the Word of God with what is going on, and you say, Father, my trust is in You. My faith is in You. My belief is in You. And that is when, you see, you realize that at this time, and that is what I'm talking about. May God glorify His name. And when you determine to take the step, that is when the grace of God is released. Ah, that is when the anointing of God is released. That is when you receive a different spirit. Ah, listen, you look at the challenge ahead and you say, I know that my God is with me. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. And let me establish it. The God that we serve, Yahweh, is capable of anything at any time. The God that we serve is capable of anything at any time. I say that again. The God that we serve is capable of anything at any time. You know something? It should take just a moment for a turnaround. Just a moment. Who says You will not own your own business. Who says you can never be the CEO of your unit? Who says that you will not also pay some people? Who says you will not employ any people? Who says you don't have the chance to climb up there? Let me tell you, it might look very far from you, but it is coming so fast. Oh, can I have some people who have faith in their spirit? I want you to say amen. Hallelujah. It is coming so fast. You know what? And after that, one door will lead to another. By the time you realize something has happened, within the shortest possible time, another thing has happened. Within the shortest possible time, another thing has happened. Listen, when it starts happening, then you say that, me too, this is my... Your time is coming. Come on, tell somebody. I'm excited about this morning. Tell somebody, your time is coming, your time. Yeah. You see, you are too nice to your neighbor. You are too nice. You are too gentlemanly. You are ladyly. Yeah, I don't know whether there's a word called ladyly. Ladylike. Use the gun way. Well, tell me your time. Disturb somebody. Tell him. Scream to him, your time is up. Come on, give God some praise, some money. I know my time is up. When your time comes, unusual things happen to you at the right time. Are you hearing me? When they happen at the right time. They are very unusual, but they happen at the right time. Let me prophesy into somebody's life that God is about to visit you. You have had enough prayer. You have yet too much for too long. This is your time. Come on, scream amen 3 times. Give the Lord some glory. Hallelujah. I am getting ready to name more babies. I am getting ready to bless more marriages. I am getting ready to bless more churches, more buildings and churches. My God. I am getting ready to open new businesses. I am getting ready to look at you. Tell me your story. Listen, your breakthrough is just coming. Your testimony is going to change. You have never given any testimony before. Get ready. Get ready. You are the next in line. Say amen. My God.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174. 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyar Market.